This is Method Man of the Mighty Wu-Tang Clan. Chillin', Jalen and Jacoby, man. They gave these dudes a show.
It is Friday, and he is Jalen Rose.
What up, duh?
I'm still David Jacoby.
And on the cool check-in.
Together, we're Jalen Jacoby. What is it that we do?
We give the people what they want.
Today, we're going to start off by discussing the NBA, giving the people what they want, and that is competitive basketball. There's been a lot of discussion about whether or not the NBA will come back and exactly how, and we'll explore that. And we start where the NBA always starts, with LeBron James. Here's what he tweeted after there were some rumors that some executives did not want the season to come back. He said that's not true, absolutely not true. Nobody I know is saying anything like that, and he looks forward to getting the season going as soon as it is safe. Now, there's a lot that comes with that, Jalen. But what do you think about LeBron James and his position with the Lakers saying, wait, what do you mean we're not going to finish the season?
There's a rumor being spread about me and the crew, about something we did or supposed to do. LeBron on his Houdini, like, I don't care what anybody talking about, we finishing this season. We finishing this season. Best record in the West, coming off a weekend where they beat not only the Bucks, but they beat the Clippers as well. Mm-hmm. Was playing as well as they had all season. He's arguably this season's MVP, leading the league in assists this season. Anthony Davis is a better three-point shooter this season and has been balling at an all-NBA level. Is in the conversation for Defensive Player of the Year this season. And it's number 17. Oh, he's trying to find a way to finish this year, especially if it's abbreviated and he's going to be out there fresh.
Oh, absolutely. He didn't end his final streak and go through what he went through last year. Remember all the rumors and the trade and then do all of that to get Anthony Davis, to get the best record in the Western Conference, just to sort of say, you know what? Let's just pass on this season. We'll see you guys in the late fall. I don't think that's going to happen, but there is a lot of hurdles in the way of the NBA in order to play competitive basketball. And there was an interesting article today written by our colleagues, Montoms and Wendy. And they detailed sort of some of the things that would have to happen. Now, there's a lot of variables in this, but we'll sort of break it down quickly. They need a lot of testing. That's about 15,000 tests. They need the remaining schedule to be played in a bubble. Could take as much as 3 months, but that's the regular season involved. I don't think that'll happen. You know, it's going to take a lot of people to get this done as well. And, you know, that we've heard them rumored talk about Las Vegas and potentially talking about, you know, Disney World. You need officials. You need people to do television. So they say even just to support this NBA bubble, they're going to need about 300 or 400 people in support of that. Now, Jalen, taking this into account, it's not just about getting a gym and getting 10 guys in there. Do you think this is going to happen this summer?
I think some states have gotten it wrong and opened itself up back way too soon. But as the projections continue to happen and the restrictions loosen, I believe at some point over the summer, Jacoby, there will be NBA basketball. And not only for those in the league to try to determine a champion, but just for humanity and what that would do to so many people right now in the climate where people are getting laid off, filing for unemployment, our stock market and our fiscal responsibilities are going to be so very challenged going forward. So to have that entertainment for so many people is going to be great to see their favorite teams, their favorite players, and see a champion get determined. So I know Adam Silver is the best in the business, and if a league can get it done, it will be the NBA. But we are a long way from making that happen. And do not anticipate under any circumstance this year that there will be fans in the stands.
Oh, no. I think that's definitely out the window at this point. But I think that they will complete the season. I think Adam Silver has said on Wax that he wants to sort of name a champion, you know, because I think that that would make the most sense. And then you start later next season, 2021. Obviously, won't be the last time we discuss the NBA sort of bringing back competitive basketball to our television screen. But this might be the last time that you see us in your television screen, because next is the Don't Get Fired topic of the day.
And now, the Don't Get Fired topic of the day.
Now, Jalen, remember, All it takes is one phone call and we are off the air. I just want to preface this by saying that. Now, you infamously early on during the quarantine argued that gentlemen's clubs were essential businesses. That was one of the more insane things you've ever said on this program in 9 years.
All facts.
Well, there is a gentlemen's club in Portland that is offering a sort of adjusted experience during this quarantine period. They're offering drive-up experiences where you get a meal and you also get a little pole dance just from your server. Jalen Rose, it's about $30. You get a meal and one song of a pole dance in Portland. Will you be road tripping with me to this experience in Oregon?
That's dope. We need more of that across the country. You know, and like I've told you, I feel like that entertainment, like I just said with the NBA, is essential. Anytime you can go get a meal and get some entertainment on a pole without getting out of the car, and it's only $30? Man, please. That's how much plane tickets are to fly across the country these days. Let's make that happen.
I feel like the price point is too low. It's like a dollar slice or like a dollar taco. Like, I want to pay more than $30. That tells me that the food's not going to be that good. The enthusiasm and the performance isn't going to be that high. You know, like, I want to pay more for that experience to get a higher quality experience. And I saw in that Photoshop you were eating lobster. I would not, again, this is a public service announcement. I would not eat shellfish from a strip club. When we come back, Steve Kerr said Jalen Rose and the Pacers scared the Bulls more than any other team. We'll break that down right after this.
Hello, this is your apartment. I need some favors from you. Your cat keeps rubbing against the kitchen island and I can't return the favor. Can you give her extra pets for me? After that, could you bundle your renters and car insurance with Geico? We could save money, and it's easy to do online. And one last thing. Could you leave the TV on during the day? I need to catch up on my soaps.
Geico. For bundling made easy, go to geico.com today.
Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby, brought to you our partners at Chase and Heineken. Jalen, it is Friday. Not only does that mean the weekend, that means we are getting closer to Sunday night on ESPN when we get episodes 5 and 6 of The Last Dance. And right after The Last Dance concludes, make sure you tune into the after show with Jalen and Jacoby and the director of the documentary, Jason Eyre, live on all ESPN platforms. Now, Jalen, eventually we're going to hear the story of your Pistons taking these Bulls to a Game 7 in Chicago. And Steve Kerr, who was on that team, had this to say about your Pacers. That was the scariest game we ever faced. Jalen, are you surprised to hear that your Pacers, who pushed this team to a Game 7, was the scariest game that they ever faced as a team?
I think there was two distinct reasons. And by the way, it wasn't because of me. I was just a bug on the windshield.
No.
It was because of Reggie and Mark and Rick the Ruler and the Davis brothers being physical and Travis Best and all of those guys that was playing quality minutes. I was just happy to be there. But you ain't going to put Jeb Bushler on me, though. You ain't going to do that.
That's going to be a bucket.
And so the two things are, one, they had never gone to a Game 7 the previous times they won championships. And the second thing was that was the end. It was a culmination. They knew Scotty was going to get paid. They knew Phil wasn't going to come back. For a lot of people that don't remember, Dennis Rodman wasn't a starter in that series. Tony Kukoc was up front with Scotty Pippen and Luke Longley. And so I understand that we were a team that played them in a regular season. It was 5-5 split. How about that? Playing your guys in your division that many times, 5 times. That creates something. And then playing them 6 times in the playoffs with that Game 7 on their home floor and having that black cat.
Man, let me tell you
something,
we could have
broke up their second three-peat.
Zach Lowe wrote a great article about this, and in the article he mentioned that you were upset that you didn't see more time, especially in the fourth quarter, which is just very, very much what I experience every day working with you. But if you look at these numbers, see, Jordan is 9-for-25 from the floor. You're 3-for-4 in 16 minutes. Per 48, you're a better game seven performer than Michael Jordan. Like, that's a fact. So Michael Jordan, I will give you this. Michael Jordan had a better career than you, but when it matters in game sevens, you're just a better, more efficient, higher volume scorer than Michael Jordan. It's a fact. Like, that's just math. It's just that you can't, it's indisputable math. Now, not only has The Last Dance allowed us to reveal this fact about Jalen being a better Game 7 performer than Michael Jordan, it has also allowed us to relive the rivalry between the Bad Boys and the Bulls, which we focused on last Sunday in The Last Dance. And we focused on one moment where the Detroit Pistons did not shake the Bulls' hand. And Larry Bird, your coach, not only Legend. On that Pacers team, but very much a part of the 80s rivalries in the NBA, said this, quote, "I didn't shake hands when we lost to the Lakers. I never shook hands. When the Lakers and Celtics played, we didn't shake hands. When I first got to play against Magic, there was a hate factor there." Now, Jalen, to hear this, to hear Larry say this, and to sort of show some clips of the Celtics kind of sort of doing the same thing the Pistons did, do you think the Pistons' reputation is not as earned as people take it for not shaking the Bulls' hand?
Well, it was earned because there were a lot of physical teams in the league and squads even our fouls. They just weren't as good at it. As far as not shaking hands, here's the distinction. Today's game has no physical intimidation. Mm-hmm. So therefore, we're going to play as hard as we can. We're going to dribble, pass, and shoot. You have more points than me. All good. Dap up. Let's exchange jerseys. And I'll see you soon. And I might even join your squad after this playoff. When there's physicality and it's more than just a score, when people are actually exchanging blows and hard fouls, that changes the dynamics of a relationship. And so it was normal for squads not to shake hands. It's just that continued to foster an image of the Bad Boys that the city of Detroit and the state of Michigan already knew that we needed to kind of fight against. But at the same time, we embraced it. Like I said, all of us was right in that line with them walking off the floor and not shaking hands.
You loved it when they didn't shake hands. You loved it so much. You really did. And Jalen, Mike Tyson might get back in the ring. We might not have seen our last Mike Tyson fight. We will give you the details right after this. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby, and potentially welcome back to Mike Tyson in the squared circle. Jalen Rose, Mike Tyson, made a statement saying he's trying to get in the gym, trying to get in boxing shape so he can fight some exhibition fights for charity. Now, first of all, it's a great gesture from Mike Tyson. I would love to watch Tyson fight. But Jalen, if you look at this footage here from last year, would you get in the ring with that guy?
Woo! Absolutely not. I'd rather have my health than have money and fame. I'd rather have my health. And he punched me one time in my kidneys or in my body, I'm going to shatter. And if he hit me one time in my face, I'm going straight to the fetal position.
If you are,
there hasn't been a fighter.
Watch this footage. Just watch this footage if you're under the age of 30. Like, he ended fights very quickly and very violently. Very violently.
There isn't a fighter, Jacoby, that I've been to more prize fights to witness in person than Mike Tyson. Remember, I went to the league in 94. I was at all of those fights. And let me tell you something. There isn't a number. What about you? Is there a number? You look at Trevor Burbank. You see that? Well, you see him get up and fall back down? What's your number?
Let me tell you something. There might not be a number, but there might be a reason for me to get in the ring with Mike Tyson. Everybody now has a podcast, just like we do. And let's take a look at what Mike Tyson has been doing lately in this space.
But also, tipping Mike. Mike and Tip.
I like that. Because I see Jalen Rose has his little guy with him, Jalen and Jacob.
Right.
So Kobe and Jalen.
So I'll be the little guy.
Tip and Mike. Tip and Tyson.
Tip and Tyson. You dig what I'm saying?
I see Jalen Rose has his little guy with him. Do I have to fight Mike Tyson now, Jalen? He's getting in shape. I've been getting in shape during the quarantine. We can do this for charity. I'm gonna knock Mike Tyson out. That's it. That's gonna be the greatest athletic achievement of my life is knocking Mike Tyson out.
No, and you're gonna show up with Mike Tyson in a video like you cannabis. That's what you're gonna do.
He said, Jalen got his little guy. I love how the world sees me. Jalen's little guy. That's what. First of all, I'm like 6'4", 290 pounds. You know what I mean?
Jacoby, whoa. Do not be doing no tail of the tape when we talking about Mike Tyson. Don't be talking about how tall you is. Don't be talking about how much you weigh. Do not do that.
I won't do that. But because the thing is, it's really the intangibles. It's like the power of my right hand is really the intangible that will make this fight my fight. You know what I mean? Because I have a knockout punch that Tyson just doesn't have. You know what I mean? That's really just what this is. Mike, if you're watching, I'm sorry. Man. Mike, if you're watching, I'm just kidding. I'm sorry. I've been very, very scared of you and I respect you very much, sir. I respect you very much, sir. I'm very sorry. Please don't kill me. Please.
And shout to my brothers, Mike Tyson and T.I.P. We definitely going to get both of my homies on the show. Here's the thing, Jacoby. Let me just tell you this. Mike Tyson is arguably the most ferocious heavyweight champion in the modern day era. You don't want those problems, not even in your dreams. If you dream about punching Mike Tyson, you better wake up and apologize.
I feel like I need to apologize just for talking about Mike Tyson. Jalen. This seems to be happening a lot lately. People absolutely embarrassing themselves on Jeopardy. Roll the tape.
She took control and took to the stage in her first live TV performance in nearly a decade. Alwyn.
Who is Ariana Grande?
No. Sarah.
Who is Janet Jackson?
Yes.
Come on, Alwyn.
2018 icon.
Control and first live TV appearance in a decade. But what we couldn't show you was Janet Jackson performing a Janet Jackson song. Alwyn, what are you doing? Come on, Alwyn.
Penny from Good Times. A member of the Jackson family. Control.
I love Janet Jackson so much. You know what? I love that song because this television show is something that I have absolutely no control over. Thank you so much for watching. Enjoy your weekend. Stay safe. We'll be back on Monday.
Thank you. We got to give the people.
Geico has the insurance industry-leading app that lets you manage your policy anytime, anywhere. Which means that Geico is always there for you. If only everyone was always there for you. Like animal control, when you're cornered in your garage by an angry possum.
Hi, me again. You guys said you would be here about an hour ago, and I think the possum is starting to get angry. Listen, I thought if I fed it, it would go away, but now it is ripping holes in the drywall and making some sort of nest. Just call me back.
Geico, always there for you with savings and the industry-leading mobile app.
Foot odor throwing you off your game? Stick to a winning game plan with Odor Eaters featuring three advanced odor and wetness fighters. The lineup provides long-lasting odor control plus more to keep your feet on their game.
Odor Eaters powder provides outstanding moisture control. Clear drying spray is the MVP in preventing athlete's foot, while insoles work continuously to manage wetness while adding a layer of comfort. Pick up today at Walmart, Target, CVS, Dollar General, or other fine retailers.
Odor Eaters. Destroy foot odor with the best in odor defense.
Jalen, we always say we get the people they want. Part of that is the podcast exclusive. And we've got some more that we want to talk about. First of all, I feel like we might get canceled for talking about the strip club drive-thru earlier in the show.
Can I elaborate on that?
I would like you to.
Just for a second.
Just remember, don't get us fired. You know, because executives don't listen to this, but someone that runs a blog might listen to this. They will post something that executives see and then fire us.
But here's what I actually had just a couple of more statements and follow-ups. So it's Portland. You know, it's clearly not as large as New York City, which means
per capita, more strip
people
clubs
know
than
where that
America.
Is. Which means people likely know where that spot is. Like if you're from there, you know where that spot is.
Yes. I think this is one of the more popular establishments in Portland.
Right? Absolutely. Which means it's not an accident. If you decide to go do a drive through and grab some food for the fam, and I'll be back.
Oh, you know? I like the fam angle. I like that for the family. You know what? You just go to your wife and be like, you know what? I don't want you to cook tonight. You've been working so hard during this quarantine, homeschooling the kids, cooking for us all the time, cleaning. Like, you know what? You need a night off. Tonight, you just kick your feet up. Let me, you know what? I'll even take the kids with me to grab the food. Oh, wait a second. No, I won't. I'll put a show on. I'm gonna go grab this food. What do you want? Let me look at the menu real quick. Seems like they only have French fries, wings, and nachos. Those are your three options.
$30. French fries, wings, and nachos. Discount. That's how much the hoodies cost. That's a discount.
I did do some research, and they said that you get $30 gets you a one song pole dance from an entertainer and a meal to go. And they said that if the line isn't too long, and if you're tipping well, they might give you a second or a third song, you know?
So the great thing about this, I can be completely anonymous, stroll up in my Jeep, and you already know I'm tipping. You already know.
Oh, yeah.
So what might end up happening is I might become the jukebox.
No, there's going to be a 50-car line of people behind you. They're going to be road rage. People are going to get out their cars, roll up on your car, and start shaking your car. It's going to be like the zombie apocalypse around your car. They'll be like, move out the way.
Out
I told my wife I'd be gone for a half an hour to get her some food, and now he got me sitting in a parking lot at a strip club with a recognizable vehicle for 2 hours in my hometown. That's how it's going to go.
But here's the other thing.
The food got to be right. I only care about the food. If the food's good, I'll come back. Agreed. But if the food's no good, that ain't worth it.
But here's something controversial I want to say, though. Here's what's controversial about this.
What's that?
You can't legislate people in the vehicle being over 21 years of age.
Interesting. But what is the age of consent to view someone doing a pole dance? I kind of feel like all bets are off in the quarantine. Like, I've been walking the streets of New York City with a beer. You know what I mean? It's just like, give me a ticket. It's the end of the world. Like, we're in the middle of a pandemic. You're barely in my house. Dude, give me an $80 ticket with an open container.
But,
you know, like.
Where I was going, Jacoby, is usually the people who work in those establishments, you know, try to be as anonymous as possible. Now you're going to have people who wouldn't necessarily be coming into the spot normally coming through the drive-through during a pandemic to get food because of the $30 special. And now you taking away my anonymity.
You know what? I'm going to do some research for this topic. I'm going to find out what the menu is for next week. That's really the pivotal thing for me.
You said something really controversial.
It depends what the menu is.
No, it don't matter to you because you said you would not eat shellfish at an adult establishment. Is that what you said?
I would not. No. There's certain foods I don't order unless your establishment is over a certain bar in my head in terms of cleanliness. kitchen efficiency. If making food is not your first priority for your establishment, then I don't order certain dishes there. If it's like, oh yeah, we got X and we also have food, then I don't order certain dishes.
So you don't buy wings like, from McDonald's?
No, it's more like I don't order like seared tuna from a movie theater. You know what I mean? It's like, no, like you make popcorn and you show me movies. You know, like don't try to gourmet this experience up for me. That's not what we're doing here. You know, like I'm not getting on the New York City ferry and ordering a turkey sandwich. Like, no, you are a ferry. This is a subway on the water. This is not a cafe in Paris.
I think you're downplaying the importance of not only adult establishments, but the essential thing that happens in the kitchen with so many great chefs at those establishments across the country who've been hooking up shellfish for decades, that people like myself have enjoyed the crab and the lobster tails. Some of the places you go to just for the food. It's a restaurant first. It just so happened to be an adult establishment.
See, that's more of like an Atlanta thing. Atlanta's got is food and the entertainment are like they're like both priorities in Atlanta. Outside of Atlanta, the priority is the entertainment and the food is secondary. The food is like, in case you have to stay here for 6 hours, we don't want you to get too drunk and die. You know what I mean? So we got something to fill your stomach with. But like you see, they basically have a freezer and a microwave. You know what I mean? So it's just like
chicken tenders.
Oh, they ordered pizza. Cool, I'll throw that in a microwave. Oh, they ordered soup. Cool, I'll grab that from the freezer, throw it in the microwave. Oh, chicken nuggets and fries. Grab that out the freezer, throw it in the microwave. You know how that go. Now, Jalen, we always say we give the people what they want.
Gotta give them what they need.
And part of that is covering some of the more serious topics that are affecting our society. Britney Spears burnt down her gym with a couple candles.
Really?
Now, she mentioned this on an Instagram video, but she was really just trying to show you her workout for the day. She's like, oh, by the way, I burnt down my gym with a couple candles. But anyway, here's how I do, shoulder raises. I was like, wait a second. No, back that up. I need more details about burning down the gym with a couple candles. I think, and again, I have no idea. I think this is marijuana related. You know, I feel like in the year 2020, if you're burning things down, it's a failed test. This is definitely a failed test.
Because,
this isn't the 30s. We don't have fires anymore.
You walk in and there's more than one candle burning at a time. That's a sign.
That is a sign.
That's a sign. That's a sign. And the one thing about candles, sometimes you start to take them for granted. You know, I'll be kind of like the oven. You know, I'll be right back. It's just on to be on. Just mm-hmm. burning to be burning. But you and I both know she could have burned down the house if she didn't like her outfit and she didn't like her workout. She wouldn't have posted that.
Oh, no. Of course not. And if she did like her outfit, she would post herself burning down her gym just because she thought she'd look cute. It's just like, oh, just here trying to support essential workers. It's like, no, you're not. You thought you looked cute, so you went outside and took a picture of yourself banging a pot and pan. You know what I mean? You're just really showing me basically like a lot of Instagram is look at how good I look right now, but it's veiled underneath some sort of like morally positive contribution to society or the general conversation.
All right. So here's when I knew I was a big Britney fan. Here's when I knew.
Oh, no.
When I realized I was watching one of my favorite videos of an artist who just so happens to be a white woman that's using the word slave in a song, and I love it.
Okay. All right, so that made you a big Britney fan, okay? So I got to ask you.
That's what I knew.
No. I'm going to say 3.5 is the over-under. You know what? 2.5 is the over-under. Can you name more than 2.5 Britney Spears songs? I'm gonna say no, and I'm willing to do 10 push-ups on it. Not on Instagram. You're just gonna have to trust me. I'm doing these push-ups.
All right. So one is Slave.
No, duh. No, it's not how this works. You gotta take the bet or not. You can't decide whether or not you're gonna win and then take it. I know how your brain works.
No, I don't want to take the bet.
Okay. Not try. Jalen Rose, right now, name is big Britney Spears fan. Name as many Britney Spears songs as you can. Literally one of the biggest artists of your lifetime. Biggest artist of your lifetime. Okay? No, Demetrius, don't try to tell him in his ear. I heard you. This is not how this works. You're a huge Britney Spears fan. She's one of the biggest pop stars of your lifetime. Like, there's a decade where she was the movement. She was pop culture. I'm listening.
I just got to really think. That's all.
Can you even name the one that you just referenced? Okay, can you name the one that you just referenced with the word slave in it?
Slave for you.
Okay, boom. One. You got one on the board. Slave. You got one on the board. Second Britney Spears song. Can Jalen Anthony Rose. This just proves my point. You only care about black culture. That's really it. That's really what it comes down to. If Britney Spears was black, you would know every one of her songs. Could be the exact same songs with the exact same voice. You know that. And you know I know that that's true.
That is
true. It's true. You'd be like, it's Whitney, Sade, and Britney. That's what you would say. Because she's blonde and looks like me. No, I want to hear you name good, a second Britney song. You can't do it. You gonna tap out?
Yeah, I'm tapping out for now.
Okay.
She got one with Justin Timberlake.
No, she don't. She had a relationship with Justin Timberlake, and then she cheated on him with a choreographer. And then he came out with one of his best songs, Cry Me a River.
Yep.
He's a he's not a backup dancer. He's a choreographer. Don't disrespect Wade Robeson like that. Is that his name?
I thought that's what he was doing at the time. I'm saying
he's a choreographer. Jalen, so here's the thing. I like that you say you're going to tap out for now because I'm excited. I'm excited to come back next Friday and ask you again name Britney songs. You won't even be able to get slated for you next Friday.
But you know what? Just from the outside looking in, and I don't want to be like, really talking too deep about somebody's relationship. From the outside looking in, I think, like, didn't Kevin Federline get too much money?
Well, listen. We could have a very long and nuanced conversation about divorces and marriage settlements because I think there's some injustices going on in the world. I talk to my wife about this all the time. I'm like, you're trying to tell me if I hit the lottery and I get $100 million and then we get divorced, you get $50 million. She's like, I've been supported you. I supported you when you bought that lottery ticket. I'm like, what are you talking about? I got nothing to do with you. It's like, you wouldn't have that lottery ticket if you didn't have me. I'm like, what do you mean?
I encouraged you to part right here.
Yeah. You wouldn't even be
you had to be
alive
the third person
me.
In line. You know, that's your lucky number.
I mean, again, I don't mean to be flippant about this. It's a very serious issue. And obviously, males and females in relationships and divorces deserve a compensation.
If people take us serious,
saying,
then they're listening to the wrong
show. Yeah, but if I win
$1 billion,
what if I'm walking down the street and some dude just hands me $1 billion and says, you know what, I filled out all the paperwork. This is yours. I just want to give this to you. I had to give this to somebody. I'm
it's
about
because
to pass
I heard
away
you was walking down that
live.
Street.
And then, yeah, and then all of a sudden my wife's like, nah, 500 mil of that is mine. 500 mil of that is mine. You owe 400 mil to Uncle Sam, 500 mil to me. You get 100 mil of that billion that someone just handed you on the street. Like, what?
Yeah, that's a controversial thing. And you know what else? Like, during the pandemic also, it just affects so many industries, including child support. You know?
Oh, yeah, we've heard about that.
Like that's just it. Just this is just really tough time. I just want to give everybody encouragement, and hopefully we provide some comedy relief, you know, during these really tough times.
Let me just like put this number, and I'm gonna have to get my calculator out here. Like, you play in front of like 20,000 people in the NBA, right? 20,000 people, buddy,
yes,
right? Maybe 25. Okay, let's call it 25. That means
in
four
college,
NBA
60,000.
Okay, let's say 50,000 people, huge crowd. Think of all those souls, right? All those souls in that building making that noise. That's 50,000 people. So two of that is 100,000. 20 of that gets you to 1 million, right? So we're talking about 20 filled 50,000 people arenas, 1 million people. Imagine 20 times that. More than that is how many souls lost their jobs during this pandemic.
Wow.
So think about all those souls, 50,000. 20 times 20, that's 400 of those. 400 of those lost their jobs. 50,000 people in front of you. Think of all those people. They all lost their jobs. And think that happened 400 times over. That's how impactful this pandemic has been, not just to this economy and moving forward, but to the lives, each individual life that went from getting a paycheck to not getting a paycheck basically overnight.
And shout out to those business owners that, you know, handle these scenarios ethically. Like, everybody has a moral compass or should. And as a business owner, you know that, of course, your business is being affected in a negative aspect. But however, if you had the opportunity to still pay your employees, if you had an opportunity to continue to do certain things that allow people to take care of their families, especially if you know that you're going to be able to get some sort of government relief. I just hope that people are doing it if they can.
Yeah, man, for real. Jay.
Because I saw the Lakers took out a $4 million loan. They didn't know that
4.6.
Was going to get public. They gave that back quick. They're like, oh, that's in the paper? Let me get that back.
You know, like lawyer style, I could, you know, let me play devil's advocate on that for a second. Like, technically, we qualified. You know what I mean? We filled out the paper. We qualified just like other businesses. We're losing money too. So we were just exploring all the options in front of us.
Jacoby, they don't qualify because they're not a small business, just like the NCAA isn't a 501c3. Come on now.
The NCAA is a charity. It's a charity nonprofit. What do you mean? They're just trying to help young people get an education, Jalen. Yeah. Just trying to help young people get an education. Just like you. There's basically no difference between you and what you do with JRLA and what the NCAA does for young scholars. That's it. It's basically the same. Man. Apples to apples. You know?
Oh, man.
They're just doing it on a larger scale.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Big shout to JRLA because I followed them on social media and they got like, you know, they're doing Zoom meetings and stuff. JRLA staying active. You know,
no doubt. I appreciate that. I like to see it. Follow our page, Jalen Rose Leadership Academy on IG.
And you know what, Jalen? Because we're about to wrap up. There's a couple ways that I know that life is back to normal. Number one, when I get the email saying that I've got a rec league basketball game on the schedule, that's a big benchmark for me, right? Forget having a beer at a bar or sitting down at a restaurant or going into the office. When I get a rec league basketball
email, y'all gonna play when the league play.
Wednesday night, 7. Yeah, they're gonna put us in a bubble. They're talking about putting us in a bubble too. Yeah, they're talking about renting a big cruise ship.
You would love that too.
That's how important it is.
You would love that.
That's how important it is. I would love to do that to get away from the family.
Hey, you know, for the weekend, I need to go stay with my team. You know, I'm gonna leave you here with the kids.
And Jalen, another big date. It's like always, like the last Monday in August. The Jalen Rose Leadership Academy golf outing. If we get that in, because think about that. August is a long way away. I feel like I'm going to be flying to Detroit. This time I'll get my clubs flown out. You know what I mean? I'm going to do that. I'm going to ship sticks it. I'm going to get my clubs flown out. But I'm going to fly out there. I'll be staying at the MGM, and I'll be on the links with great supporters of the Jalen Rose Leadership Academy, having a great time, having three too many adult beverages, and sleeping on the plane ride back to New York that evening. That is when I know we're back. And you know what? When I see you on that golf course supporting that great cause, and Michelle is there, and Troy is there, and all the people that work at the JRLA and support JRLA, when I give you a pound, I'm going to be so happy. And I'm going to say, remember when I said back in the middle of the pandemic that this was going to happen and we're going to be back? That's going to be that moment. I look forward to that moment. I look forward to coming back on Monday. Why is that, Jalen Rose?
We're not done. We're not done. We're not done.
Make sure you listen to ESPN Daily and the Mina Kimes Show and all the great podcasts that ESPN offers, including this one.